Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Merry Christmas and welcome to show 125 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and as your host, I have very good Christmas news. Anne, Dino and I received our presents from you people out there in advance, it seems. First, you nominated us for the European Podcast Award, and 2 weeks ago, we were actually proclaimed winners in the category non-profit. So thank you very much for your support and your votes. I would also like to thank Anne for her promotion activities in all the social media she uses. Today is the 24th of December. This means Christmas trees, mulled wine, lots of snow recently. And if you were very lucky, you may have spotted the odd reindeer. In our show today, I asked how my guests celebrate Christmas in Australia, Hungary, and Germany, but also how people formulate their New Year's resolutions in different cultures. Now, in our first category, Absolutely Santa, Lucy, our exchange student, interviewed Barbara Neukirchen from the International Office at Rhein-Ahr Campus. Barbara is interested in knowing how we should imagine Santa Claus in the Southern Hemisphere, where Christmas is often celebrated on the beach or by the pool.
In Australia, I imagine that Santa is even sometimes in swimming suits, isn't he?
In our second category, Absolutely Positive, I talk to Beatrice, who explains the difference between positive and negative New Year's resolutions.
Eating no chocolate or drinking no alcohol is kind of negative New Year's resolutions. Then there are those that are on my list, like going to the gym on a regular basis. My regular basis at the moment is that I go every 6 to 8 weeks.
In our third and last category, Absolutely Festive, I had a round table with Lucy, Emesha and Andreas. Andreas talks about a very important custom for children in Germany, the Advent calendar.
And there are, of course, children, including my daughters, that would have several Advent calendars. One at their grandmother's, one at their parents', one in their childcare center and so on.
But let us start with the show. Our exchange student and podcast enthusiast, Lucy Warren, talks to Barbara Neukirchen, who is responsible for the outgoing students from Rhein-Ahr Campus Remagen. Lucy is interested in how Barbara is celebrating Christmas time and what may be seen as typical for Germany. In our first category, Absolutely Santa, Barbara tells Lucy on which days Germans celebrate Christmas and how they celebrate the countdown to Christmas.
It's a regional difference. Here in Rhineland, we celebrate it mostly on 24th of December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the evening. And hopefully we will have snow and darkness and a beautiful tree with lights and candles.
Oh, so you usually experience a white Christmas?
Usually we don't, but for the last two seasons we had snow and we hope that next week on Christmas we will have snow too.
What kind of celebrations or traditions do you use? I've heard something about Advent calendars.
Yeah, the Advent calendar, that's something special. You know, in older days people had something like a countdown list. And they had 24 pictures or 24 lines on the wall. And children and kids could see how long it would last until Christmas is finally there.
Oh, cool. So it's mostly for the children then?
Yeah, but I think the tradition arrived for adults also.
So what kind of food do Germans usually eat for the Christmas dinner on the 24th?
Well, I don't know what they usually eat, but I must say, as I love cookies, etc., I need something like a toast, Hawaiian toast. Do you know that?
No, what's that?
That's a toast and with cheese and melted cheese and jam and ananas. Do you know ananas?
Is that pineapple?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Oh, Ah, I love Hawaiian toast then.
It's not traditionally German, but I like it.
If it tastes good, then it's fit for Christmas. So when do the children usually open the presents? On the morning of the 25th or the evening of the 24th?
Children in families with mom and dads, they will get their presents in the evenings. But on the next day, on 25th, in the morning, they will go to their grandmas and grandpas and will get another package with gifts.
Oh, that's so different to Australia, because Santa arrives overnight, so after the 24th. So on the morning of the 25th, the children have just received the present. And then that day, all the grandparents come over.
Yeah, but I think it's nice to have more presents on the one hand. But on the other hand, in Australia, I imagine that Santa is even sometimes in swimming suits, isn't he?
Yeah, in Australia, we usually spend Christmas on the beach. But because it's so hot there. But since it's so cold over here, you wouldn't be drinking cold drinks, would you? Would you have hot chocolate or Glühwein?
I would say Christmas is time for tea and maybe Glühwein, yes, but it's just preparing 31st of December, and then we will have cold drinks, I guess.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Barbara. I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy the New Year.
For you too. Thank you.
Barbara and Lucy are right. At Christmas, Germans enjoy hot drinks such as tea, hot chocolate or Glühwein, which is mulled wine. This is a special red wine heated up with wintry spices such as cinnamon and clover to give that special Christmas taste. However, for New Year's Eve, we get out a cold bottle of champagne or sparkling wine from the cellar. By the way, have you thought about your New Year's resolutions yet? For example, stop smoking or drinking less alcohol or losing a couple of pounds by going to the gym regularly? I asked Beatrice about her resolutions and she explained to me the difference between positive and negative ones. In our next category, Absolutely Positive, we listen to Beatrice's view about New Year's resolutions.
It's an easy one. I don't smoke, so I can't actually wish to stop smoking. And I can actually just take the list of last year or the year before that. Because I've got a beautiful list of New Year's resolutions.
Oh my God, that sounds so
They're
depressing.
Still valid. They're always valid, you know.
So you're trying to tick off the list that you made a couple of years ago.
Yes, well, and I'm going to use it again next year and the year after. I mean, you don't have to take these resolutions seriously, do you?
Oh, I did once, actually.
You did?
Yes, for a whole year, I didn't drink any alcohol. Well, that's actually quite some time ago, but it worked quite well. So during the whole year, I decided not to drink any alcohol. And to be quite honest, I quite liked it because I don't like to drink a lot of alcohol. And every now and then it served me as an excuse for not drinking.
That's and excellent. And it's an excellent idea to take something that you don't really like anyway and then say, well, I'm not going to do that for the next year. That's easy, of course.
Okay, you've convinced me. So that is cheating as well.
A little
so
bit.
Should I choose something which is very difficult for me to put into practice? Eating no chocolate?
For instance, that's another thing, eating no chocolate or drinking no alcohol, it's kind of negative New Year's resolutions. Then there are those that are on my list, like going to the gym on a regular basis. My regular basis at the moment is that I go every 6 to 8 weeks, which doesn't really change my life as much as it should. Maybe that's the difference between negative and positive New Year's resolutions as well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny, but on the other hand, going to the gym also sounds a little negative, doesn't it? So somehow it is fighting something within ourselves. I mean, in the one case, you pronounce it as positive and the other one as negative, but isn't it more or less the same thing?
Well, I just meant whether you want to do something or whether you want to stop doing something.
Yeah, I know, but somehow it is both of them are kind of fighting against what our body would want to do?
Well, we wouldn't probably have to take New Year's resolutions to eat more chocolate or go to the cinema more often.
No,
these things
true.
Just happen, don't they? When you don't think about it, then that's what is going to happen.
Where do you get your new ones from? I mean, do you plan this in advance? Would you be able to say something about your New Year's resolutions back in November, or is that something you get inspired just before midnight on New Year's Eve? How does it work for you?
Well, what you need probably is a bit of time to think about it. It's not going to be a spontaneous thing, I don't think. So probably, yes, you would have to think about them a bit beforehand. And New Year's probably isn't the only time of the year or the only time when you can think about things like that. Probably anniversaries or round birthdays are that kind of thing as well, when you just stop and think what it is you've been doing so far and how you want to change your life. And somehow, well, at least in Germany, there's a tradition of looking back on life, or even more looking into the future and trying to see what the future is going to be
on these specific days, isn't it?
One of the traditions that people in Germany have been doing on New Year's Eve at these parties for quite a long time is what is called lead pouring. I don't know whether you've heard about that.
Well, explain that to our listeners, please, because I've never been to one.
Lead as in the metal that melts when it gets hot. So you take a spoon, a special spoon, and you burn, and you take a candle or some kind of fire, and you melt the lead, and then you pour the hot lead into cold water, and it will come out in funny shapes and sizes when it gets firm again.
Uh-huh.
So you look at that, and you wonder what these things look like and what it might be that it's going to tell you. Like, for instance, if there's, I don't know, a couple there, and they get something that looks like a little doll, and maybe that means that they're going to have a baby that year.
And this is something which you would do in a group of people at New Year's Eve?
It's nothing for huge parties, but I don't know, when you're about 6, 8, or 10 people sitting around the table, then of course it's fun to interpret what this lump of lead looks like everybody thinks this is going to be, this is going to mean, or this means for the...
But does it then refer only to some people, or does it refer to the whole table?
It refers to the one who has poured the hot lead into the water.
Okay.
So it's...
And then it's open to interpretation, and everybody helps to put this into perspective.
Exactly. A bit like the horoscopes that you get these days, you know. Lots of newspapers and magazines bring out horoscopes for the whole year. And, of course, not every Capricorn in Europe actually has the same kind of future. But these things have to be very vague for everybody to interpret.
So please take some time now and think about how you want to change in the upcoming year. Beatrice gave us some hints how to formulate the resolutions in a positive way. Maybe we should follow her example. But let us take one step at a time. Before we get to the new year, we will be celebrating Christmas over the next couple of days. I put together a round table with Lucy from Australia, Emesche from Hungary, and Andreas from Germany. All of them shared their typical customs and Christmas traditions from their families with me. Of course, this does not mean that everybody in their culture celebrates Christmas in the same way. Sometimes this may be just the culture of that particular family or of the region. Let us listen to very different experiences, which range from Christmas on the beach to Advent calendars.
My name is Emesha Bognar, and I come from Hungary, from Budapest. I complete an internship here in Remagen, and I also take part on the courses. Yeah, in Hungary, the Christmas looks similar than in Germany. We usually decorate the Christmas tree in the morning of the 24th of December, and afterwards we cook the Christmas meal and do the cleaning together and listening some Christmas music. And in the evening, we are going to collect our grandparents and then opening the presents and singing maybe around the Christmas tree and then eating the meal.
Okay, now let's turn to you. Tell us a little bit about your Christmas.
In Australia, we celebrate Christmas with our friends and family. It's usually very hot, so the activities are usually outdoor-based, around a barbecue or in someone's backyard, or even on the beach, maybe, if it's not too crowded.
Yeah.
The food is very different over to Europeans because we eat seafood. We have a lot of shrimp, calamari, and fish because I live on the coastline. So that's quite different to the traditional turkey or meat products.
Mm-hmm.
And we also don't have advent calendars, so we don't take the countdown to Christmas as seriously as some European countries.
Okay. What is an advent calendar? Maybe we turn to you.
Oh, well, yes. My name is Andreas, and I would like to talk about celebrating Christmas with children in Germany because I've got two lovely daughters. yes, the running up to Christmas is extremely important in Germany. There's one traditional method, one very old method, that's the Advent wreath, with four candles marking the beginning of every week in the running up to Christmas.
Okay.
And of course, there's the Advent.
So you light one candle in the first week, or how does it work?
Well, the first Sunday of Advent, we would light the first candle. On the second Sunday of Advent, we would light two candles, and so on. And of course, that would be a family gathering where we read Christmas stories, sing songs, recite little poems and the like. And of course, we'd have the traditional sweets like, oranges, typical Christmas fruits. Mm-hmm. Of course, we would bake biscuits in preparation for that.
Right. And the Adventskalender, can you explain that concept?
It had a little flaw in it because it only has 24 fields for the 24 first days of December. And in fact, of course, Advent starts in November in many cases. So there are a couple of days where children can't open one of the windows of that calendar. It's usually a little cardboard calendar with, little pictures or little chocolate or other little sweets and so on hidden behind these little windows. And, of course, that cardboard calendar would be painted with some kind of Christmas decoration.
Okay. And so every day children would open one of these doors or windows and find a goodie there.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, they look extremely forward to that. And there are, of course, children, including my daughters, that would have several advent calendars.
Oh, really?
One at their grandmother's, one at their parents', one in their childcare center, and so on. So actually, this whole Advent business builds up a lot of suspense before Christmas.
Lucy, Emesha, are you children enough to have an Advent calendar as well in Germany?
I actually have an Advent calendar in Germany. It's handmade by my roommates for my birthday, which was in November.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of chocolates, I've opted to have German sentences of the day instead of eating non-healthy food. I'm going to improve my German.
Explain that. So you open a door?
No, it's a handmade stars. Mm-hmm. So it's material and you put your hand in each star and there's room for the little present or piece of paper.
And your present is a piece of paper.
Yes, wonderful piece of paper that I usually have to Google Translate 10 seconds later.
Okay, so you get a sentence, a German sentence, and this is your sentence for the day, and this is how you improve your German.
Yes.
That's great. Do you have an advent calendar?
No, I don't have at the moment, but I always had when I was a child because it's a really popular tradition in Hungary as well. And the advent wreath also really popular and we do the same.
So you have the same.
Exactly the same.
Okay. Wow. Now I will go to our hotel room and open the last door of my advent calendar and then the celebrations can start. My wife and I have not been home in Germany for Christmas for the last 20 years or so. We prefer to take off on a holiday, and often this is in countries where Christmas does not play such an important role. So we are a little out of touch with the usual celebrations. This year we are in Egypt again with our Egyptian friends, and our custom on Christmas Eve is here to take a felucca boat and to take a trip into the sunset on the Nile. So from sunny Aswan in Egypt, I wish all of our listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If you like to share your New Year's resolutions with us, don't hesitate to contact us at absolutely-intercultural.com. Thank you for your loyalty in 2010 and for helping us with the European Podcast Award. The team of Absolutely Intercultural wishes you all the best and a good start into 2011. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 7th of January 2011. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.